Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. If this is your first time joining, welcome. And if you have been here since day one or anywhere in between, welcome. I am so glad that each and every one of you are here hanging out with me. And I am so appreciative and grateful for you to take time out of your day to hang out with me and to listen to what I have to say here on this podcast. So thank you so much for everyone who continues to share the podcast, to hit subscribe, leave reviews, shout out on social media, tag me in your Insta stories, all of the things. I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I see every single download. None of them go unnoticed or unappreciative. And I am cheering each and every one of you on your own journeys. So thank you so much for being here with me today. This is definitely a two-way street. So I try to encourage you and dish out the knowledge and the motivation. And in return, you guys share and help this podcast grow and help this message grow. And so then we're both helping each other out on this journey, right? So on the note of helping you out on your journey, I want to talk to you today about my absolute by far favorite tool on this intentional living journey that I am on. And I want to tell you why I love it so much and essentially how this can actually help you on your debt-free journey. Okay, so what I'm talking about is, well, if you've seen the title of this podcast, you already know. But I want to talk to you today about how the Power Sheets can help you on your debt-free journey. And so I know that when we are on a debt-free journey, especially, we are always a little extra cautious about spending money, right? And so anything that we are spending money on that is not a necessity is a big decision, even if it's a small price. You know, it's a big decision to buy yourself a book or buy yourself a new pair of shoes when you legitimately need them, right? It is a big decision, especially when you're on this debt-free journey. And I don't take that lightly. So I try very, very hard to not recommend tools that I honestly don't think are investments in your journey. So I'm not on here, you know, pushing products that I don't believe in or pitching and selling things, you know, that I feel like are a waste of your money. So just know from here on out, if I ever recommend anything to you, whether it be a tool or a course or a product or a book or anything like that, if it costs money and I am mentioning it to you, it is worth the money. Or I am not going to encourage you to spend money on something that you don't need, because I've totally been there. I've totally been there. You guys know. So, just my side note there. So I have been an avid Power Sheets user for over a year now. And this will be my third set of Power Sheets. My first set was only a 6-month set, which I'll talk about in a minute. And then my second set was a full 12-month set. And this third set for 2019 is my third set. And it is a 12-year set as well. So, you know, I have been, like I said, I've been an avid PowerSheets user for over a year now, and I could literally talk all day about how much I love them. And it's so much so that even my sisters and my mom are always like, is that goal book that you're always talking about? Like that goal planner. So yes, the PowerSheets, are a goal planner. And they are different than your daily planner. And as Laura Casey, the creator of the PowerSheets, says, they are your daily planner's best friend. And if you know the kind of the backstory behind Laura Casey, her real life best friend is Emily Lay. And Emily Lay, of course, is the creator of the Simplified Planner. And so their products are best friends, and they are best friends in real life. And I absolutely love that. That is just like a special story to me. And, you know, not only do I love the product and the company, but Laura Casey herself, the creator, you know, I loved her right away. I heard about her on a podcast, you know, obviously a couple years ago, and I decided to check her out, and I followed her on Instagram because that's always like my go-to. I'm going to follow up on Instagram. I want to get to know this girl, right? So I followed her on Instagram, and I instantly fell in love with her, and she's literally the most kind-hearted person you could possibly follow on social media. And she's a Christian, she's a homeschooling mom, and she's a debt-free entrepreneur, which are me on paper. So a debt-free entrepreneur, she runs her business debt-free. Like, if that is not a reason to support this company, I don't know what is, right? So, you know, even after falling in love with Laura Casey, I was still a little hesitant spending the money on the PowerSheets. And they seemed a little pricey because I am a self-proclaimed frugal girl. I'm not going to call myself a cheapskate. My husband probably would, but I'm going to call myself a frugal girl because I love myself. But the PowerSheets are a little pricey. So the one-year planner runs at $55 plus shipping, of course. And then the six-month planner runs at $40. And the six-month planner, the way they do it is undated. So you can start kind of whenever, and they take longer to sell out. So the one-year planners, they usually sell out before the new year, I think is usually their goal. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then the six-month planners, they last a little bit longer. And then they will relaunch the six-month planners mid-year. So when I first got started, I got the six-month planner, and because I found out about them mid-year, and I got the $40 planner, and I was still nervous to spend $40. So that's, you know, kind of where we were on our journey, and we were a little bit into our journey at this time. So we weren't like struggling for grocery money anymore, but we were pretty actively paying off our debt still. And it was still one of those decisions like, should I spend $40 plus shipping? Will I actually like this? I don't know. So if you're kind of having those thoughts, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about this today, and just kind of, you know, eliminate some of those fears for you and some of the things I wish that someone on a debt-free journey would have told me. Like, I heard a lot of recommendations from, you know, podcasters and bloggers and influencers that I follow that loved the PowerSheets and used them, but I didn't really hear a lot of people in the debt-free community, any budgeting bloggers or things like that, that really talked about them. So I want to kind of give you that perspective of like, are they worth it for the families on the debt-free journey? So I stayed on the fence for a couple months. You know, I knew that the launch was coming up, and I just kind of bit the bullet and I did it. And I was like, you know, everyone's raving about these. I got to check them out for myself. So when the next launch came along, you know, I hesitantly spent the money, and I said, I'm investing in myself and I'm going to do this. And I will tell you guys, I have literally not regretted a single dollar that I have spent on the PowerSheets, or I've read both of Laura's books, and I buy her sticker books, which might seem silly, but I absolutely love her stickers, you guys. And for a frugal girl, my friend Allie from Financially Focused, she, her and I are like in a competition. If you have followed us on social media, when we post about our Power Sheets, we're in a Power Sheets mastermind group with Sammy from Eat, Pray, Budget and Kim Galetta from KimGaletta.com. And the four of us are in a Power Sheets mastermind. So we meet, you know, via video chat monthly or so, and we talk about our Power Sheets and we encourage each other and all that good stuff. And it's super fun. But Allie and I are constantly in a competition for how many stickers we use on our Power Sheet. So if you've seen us on our stories, that is the story behind that. Because we are both so frugal that we will buy stickers and then we're saving them, right? We're saving them for a special occasion. I don't know if you're guilty, like raise your hand if you're guilty of this. You buy the stickers and then you save them. It's like the fancy perfume that you're saving for a special occasion that never comes, and then 10 years later you throw it away, right? So we have been like teasing each other and kind of, you know, competitively being like, so how many stickers are on your Power Sheets this month, right? And I have honestly not even regretted the money that I've spent on these stickers, because they bring me so much joy, so much simple joy. And it's about something productive. It's not silly. It's really not. And it's not frivolous. It's my goals, y'all. And I have accomplished some amazing goals thanks to these Power Sheets. And when you think about it, you spend $55 plus shipping. So around $60 something, divided by 12 is $5 a month. $5 a month for living an intentional life where you are crushing your goals. Like, is that worth $5 a month to you? Yes. Hello. Yes. And I told my husband that. He's like, the second time I ordered him, he's like, really? You're really going to, that's a lot of money. And I was like, you don't understand. Okay. I've done this. I've done this. I've done that because of the Power Sheets. And so he's like, yeah, you're right. And he even justified the cost of them. So what I love most about the company, about the Cultivate What Matters company and Laura Casey herself, is that they're not just a goal-setting company. They are a company that helps you acquire and develop the things in your life that matter most. And, you know, I don't know about you, but that, like, speaks to my tired mama heart, because I don't want to waste my time working towards things that don't align with my life's purpose. And I want to be intentional with this precious life that I have been given. And I truly want to cultivate what matters. I want to work on and grow the things that really matter. And I'm sure that you would agree. You know, we don't want to waste our time on silly things that aren't going to help us get to where we want to go. We have big dreams, right? And so I always say that writing down your goals is a vital step to achieving your dreams and becoming who you are called to be. And every month I share my Power Sheets on social media. Sometimes I'll share like a mid-month update if I think about it. And so I've been very vocal with sharing my goals with you guys, because I want you to know that you're not alone. And I also want you to know that how important it is. And so I say this, you know, with every single post, even if you cannot afford the Power Sheets, even if they are not in your budget right now, that does not mean that you cannot take the time to grab a notebook or a journal or a scrap piece of paper, write it on the back of some junk mail, open up a Word document on your computer, open up the notes in your phone, and start getting intentional with your goals. There is no excuse for not getting intentional with your goals. So you don't just say, okay, like, I really, you know, I would love to have the Power Sheets and maybe next year because they're just not in the budget. And I, you know, that's just how things are right now. That's fine. But that is not an excuse for not setting goals and not being intentional. Because if you're listening to this at all, you have access to a device that has access to a Word document of some sort where you can write down your goals. Okay. So for me, I love the Power Sheets because they're not only beautiful, they are beautiful. And, you know, the stickers, shout out stickers, are amazing. And I don't think you ever get too old to enjoy stickers. If you've ever gotten snail mail from me, like real mail from me, like if you ever want a giveaway or anything like that, you know how much I love stickers. They are covered in stickers. So I love the Power Sheets not only because they're beautiful, but, you know, they also have awesome prompts. And they hold you accountable, right? And, you know, I think that making that financial investment is so much more about making a commitment to yourself. Telling yourself that you are actually serious about achieving these goals and ultimately holding yourself accountable because you've invested money in this. You've put skin in the game, as they say. I always used to think that was a silly saying, but it makes so much sense. Like, you have made an investment. And if you're frugal like me, you're like, girlfriend, I'm getting my money's worth, right? And trust me, you know, I used to be a yo-yo goal setter. I used to be a yo-yo budgeter. I used to, you know, just proclaim that I was going to be so different this year and then just go back to my old ways. But ever since I have had the Power Sheets, I have stayed the course with my goals every single month. Have there been some months where I've crossed things out where I'm like partway through the month, I'm like, nope, not happening? Yes, of course, because I'm human and I have three children, and let's be honest. But overall, I have grown with my goals every single month. So how does this help you on your debt-free journey, right? So that's why we're here. We're going to talk about that. And I'm going to share six ways that they can help you specifically on your debt-free journey. So they can help you on an intentional living journey because you've got goals, you want to accomplish them. But specifically, we're on a debt-free journey. So what do we do, okay? So number one, they will help you discover your truth. So I'm going to share a quote from Laura Casey about each one of these points because she has literally the best quotes. This quote from Laura Casey says, "Good goals are about cultivating what you've been given well, your relationships, your money, your possessions, your work, your home, your health, and your time." So how do these help you discover your truth? So in the first section of the Power Sheet, you spend a few pages exploring who you really are and breaking your identity boxes, evaluating your current life, letting go of the past, meeting your fears, discovering the truth behind what matters most to you, and honestly just crying through some good old self-reflection. Who doesn't love that? Who doesn't love that? So how does that apply to your debt-free journey? Okay, I always say that overcoming your old mindsets is the groundwork to any successful financial journey. I always say that, like, all the time. You have to first break free from the old you, the you that got yourself into this financial mess in the first place. You've got to do some soul searching, and you've got to discover your why and your ultimate purpose in life. And without discovering your truth, you'll just continue to wander around in the dark forever, and you'll never reach your ultimate big picture goals, right? So doing that groundwork and discovering your truth, your why, your calling, your purpose is step one of a debt-free journey. And the Power Sheets can help you do that. Number two, they can help you focus on the big picture. So Laura Casey says, grow what lasts longer than you. What lasts longer than you? Your big picture goal. Your legacy that you leave behind. Right? Your children, your grandchildren, how you raise your children and how they will raise their children, and on and on and on. And the way that we are changing our family tree. This is the big picture. And that is what grows and lasts longer than you. This is about so much more than that tunnel vision of survival mode. This is big stuff, you guys. This is about expanding your horizons. It is a huge step on this journey. And it's about, you know, breaking free of that living for the weekend mentality. There's so much more than just waiting for the next payday. It's about really seeing the big picture of your life, of how your life could be if you were to follow through with your financial goals. So the next section, that second section of the power sheet, you spend a few pages expanding your horizons by writing down the good things in your life, your challenges, the people that you're grateful for. There's so much gratitude practice in the power sheets. I didn't used to practice gratitude on a normal basis until I started the power sheets. And gratitude is, that is fundamental, you guys. You have to be grateful for what you have. Also, you work on what you want to say yes to, what truly fires you up. You have space to brainstorm the big vision. You are prompted to make a mess, scribble, get it out. Get out that big picture vision that you have for your life, which we've talked about here before on a previous episode, which I can link to below if you haven't listened to how to create your big vision. And you work on how to set the intentions for your year. Because how many of us have said, you know, beginning of January, this year it's going to be different. And then we flake out about springtime, right? Not with the power sheets. Nope, nope, nope. So number three, they can help you set good goals. So like I said, I was a yo-yo goal setter. I did not consistently set goals. I made it pretty far into my debt-free journey, I will admit. With kind of this flaky goal setting. But this was a tool that helped me kind of get to that next level. And here's another quote from Laura Casey. You can't do it all and do it well. That is like that quote literally changed my life. So setting good goals for your money is basically just like drawing out a roadmap of how you want to be intentional with your money and, you know, quite frankly, the rest of your life, really, because money is involved in every aspect of our life. And again, you know, we have to know what we're working towards or we're just going to wander around. We're going to waste our money. We're going to ultimately waste our lives, waste our time by not working on the things that truly matter. We can't do it all. We can't possibly spend our money a million different ways. We have to focus it. We have to spend it intentionally. We have to not waste it so we can actually achieve our goals. So you spend the third section of the power sheets taking all of the brainstormed ideas, all the scribbles, all the randomness and turning them into good goals. And this is where you really set your overall goals and create a detailed action plan for each big picture goal. So here you're really starting to kind of clean it up and all of that. And then number four is how to tend to your goals. So this is something that I didn't really do either. Tending to your goals. I was like, what does that even mean, right? So here's another quote for you, because I told you there's going to be a quote for every point. Dreams become decisions when you cultivate them. Y'all, I'm going to put these quotes for you in the show notes because there are too many of them. Like, they're too good. So if you're like, what was that quote? Hang on, I have to write that down. I'm going to put them in the show notes for you, okay? Dreams become decisions when you cultivate them. Dreams are just something that's floating around in your head. Something that you've rambled off to your best friend or your husband or whatever. But they become decisions when you're actually working on them, right? When you are tending to that goal. So this is the best part of the Power Sheets. And this is what you see me post on social media. This is my tending list. This is what you'll see. There's a lot more to the Power Sheets. I've had people DM me all the time, like, what else is there in this book? Because this is like all you post. The tending list is the best part. And so each month you are given brainstorming space and for each specific month, and then you're given a tending list. And a tending list is, you know, that page that you were so familiar with. And this is really where the progress really happens. And on the tending list, you're given space to break down your goals for the month, either into a monthly goal, a weekly goal, or a daily goal to best accomplish each task. So I want to talk to you a little bit about the differences in the goals and some examples on how you can, some goals that you can set on your intentional living journey or your budgeting journey. And I'm going to include some of these links. So check the show notes if you're wanting some of these links for some of the things that I'm about to talk about. So I think, you know, and again, if the Power Sheets are not in your budget, you guys, do this. You can still do this. Do this on a scrap piece of paper or wherever. Okay, so setting monthly goals. Monthly goals are things that you want to make progress on over the course of the month. So they're a little bit bigger goals or goals that are going to take potentially the whole month or a big chunk of time. So they would be things like reading a book, establishing a new rhythm. Like one of mine was after we moved, our girls, we put all of our girls in the same bedroom. So we just have a 2-bedroom house. And bedtime, sleeping in general was a struggle for a while. So one of my monthly goals after we first moved was to establish a new sleeping rhythm. And so I would remind myself that this is something that's going to take a month, maybe longer. And this is something that I need to be actively working on throughout the month. And I need to remember that it's a priority to establish this new rhythm. Maybe it's celebrating an event. Maybe it's celebrating a birthday. Maybe it's going on a trip. Maybe it's a work project. You guys will see me a lot talking about a new work project, you know, recording all of the October podcasts or whatever it is. And that's something that'll be a monthly goal for me. Completing a large chore, etc. You know, so anything big like that. Those are some intentional living examples. Some budgeting examples could be things like setting up your monthly budgeting worksheets, taking a budgeting course like my budgeting course. Maybe you want to get it all done in 1 month, or maybe you want to get a certain amount of it done, lessons 1 through 10 done in this month, whatever it is. Joining a community, joining a class, something like that. It's something that it's going to take a little bit of time. One of our goals one time was to get all of our family health to-dos done. It was just little random things like I needed to go to the dentist. The girls needed checkups, this, that, you know, there was so many like 10 little different appointments that needed to be made. And it was something that was going to take me over the course of the month to do. So it's kind of a large chore, something like that. Maybe totaling up your debt. Maybe this month you really need to focus on your spending habits. Maybe your goal for the month is to eat at home, meal prep, things like that. Maybe over the course of the month, you want to get your bank accounts organized. You want to declutter your budget. You want to find some debt-free visuals, things like that. So some weekly goals are going to be things that you want to make progress on each week of the month. So those are things like catching up on your weekly chores. For me, I'll have like a fresh start weekend. You guys have probably seen that on my Power Sheets. And that's something that I need to remember to do every single weekend. And that's kind of where on Saturday and Sundays, I get prepared for the week. I get ahead of the game with my week. I start my week fresh rather than feeling like I'm catching up from the week. That's a weekly goal for me. Maybe it's having a date night once a week. Maybe it's remembering to do your meal plan or do your meal prep. Or maybe it's remembering to update your budgeting worksheets. Maybe it's working through just one module of my budgeting course, one lesson. Maybe it's remembering to check in with your spouse about your goals or have a budget meeting once a month. Maybe it's remembering to listen to a podcast or to read a certain amount of pages of a book. Get your inbox cleaned out. Things like that. Those are weekly goals. Those are things that you want to remember to do each week of the month. And then there are daily goals. And those are things that you want to make progress on each day. Now, obviously, realistically speaking, life happens. And there are some days where you might not do all of them. But there are things, these are the goals that you want to remind yourself need to be prioritized every single day. So those can be things like, mine for this year has been listening to my daily Bible reading on my audio Bible app. Remembering to exercise, remembering to drink water, remembering to wake up at a decent time, go to bed at a decent time, get outside, do your affirmations, do your journaling, practice your gratitude, update your spending budget, do a no spend day challenge, challenge yourself to not spend any money for that day. Maybe if it's something that you're struggling with, maybe you're struggling to brew your coffee at home or pack your lunch and you make it a daily goal. And maybe it's something that you just need to hyper focus on for a month until you kind of get more in the habit of it. Maybe it's checking in every single day with your accountability partner, right? So there are so many examples. It's a never-ending list, but I hope that those were helpful to you. And, you know, this journey is just that. It's a journey, and it takes time. And this is not an overnight quick fix kind of thing. And this is something that you have to continually tend to. And you have to continually make that little by little progress to your goals. Each day, each week, each month, and each year. So number five is celebrate progress. One of my favorite Laura Casey quotes, you guys have probably heard me say this because I say it, I feel like all the time, little by little progress adds up. That is the Laura Casey quote. And so what we do with the Power Sheets is we celebrate this progress. So another perk of the tending list section, the monthly, specifically monthly sections of the Power Sheets, is that you'll be able to celebrate your progress towards your goals all throughout the month. With the check boxes and the progress bars. And the progress bars are my favorite part because who doesn't love shading in some progress, right? Checking off some boxes that you've actually completed a goal, actually made some progress. That's so satisfying. So by having this tending list page at your fingertips each month, you are able to see that little by little progress being made right before your eyes, which means that you are able to celebrate that progress. You are able to literally see your life transforming before your eyes. And you are able to celebrate that little daily progress. That little daily progress, like packing your lunch or skipping Starbucks. You are able to celebrate the medium-sized weekly progress, like meal planning, working through a lesson in the budgeting course, staying on spending budget for the week. You're able to celebrate the big progress, like paying off a debt or hitting a savings goal or reading a book, something like that. And, you know, this journey can be really long. it can be really long, especially, you know, if you are like just getting started and you're like, oh, I feel like it's going to be so many years. Or if you were right in the middle of paying off a huge debt or something like that, or you've just been feeling a little just, not really motivated. This is about celebrating those wins along the way. And it does wonders for your motivation. It is amazing what shading in a little progress bar, looking at some bright colored stickers. It's the little things, y'all. And that really does help your motivation. So number six is cultivating gratitude. And I told you before, like, that was something that I had not done on the regular. And another Laura Casey quote is, gratitude changes everything. And oh my gosh, is that true? So this section of the Power Sheets, you are prompted to take the time to cultivate gratitude. And I will be honest, this is the part that I try to skip. I always try to talk myself out of it. I don't know why. But it's just something about it. I am just always so anxious to go on to the new month. I want to set the new month's goals. I don't want to go back and review the past month. But when I make myself do it, I'm so thankful that I did it. Because taking the time to cultivate that gratitude is just, you can't put money on it. You can't put it into words. It is immeasurable. So what you do is you go through a review of your month. You answer the prompts, and they will help you stay grateful for all of the wonderful things that you have in your life, especially when you're on this journey. It can be hard. So you'll reflect on things like, what was a good lesson I learned this month? Or what goals are growing well? Things like that. And so by reflecting on these things and these people that are a part of your life and the lessons that you've learned throughout the month, the things that you are grateful for at the end of the month, each month, it is really going to help keep your heart in the right place throughout this journey. So like I said, you know, I just like, oh, I don't want to. I want to go on to the new month. And I'm always so grateful that I did it. And, you know, this journey, it can be really long and you can get easily discouraged along the way. And you can easily feel like you're missing out on things that you see other people doing. You know, maybe you're not taking the vacations that your friends are taking. You're not driving the brand new cars. You just feel like you're just missing out. You feel a little ungrateful sometimes. But when you take the time to cultivate gratitude in your life, you are going to be so much more thankful for the journey that you're on and so proud of yourself for the progress that you are making towards your ultimate big picture goals. Right? So it really just helps you put your heart back in the right place, which is the ultimate goal, I think. So I have one more Laura Casey quote for you. What if today is the day that everything changes? I love that quote. What if today is the day that everything changes? Because any journey, there is a day one. Sometimes we don't realize that it's day one, but there is a day one. Maybe you have to look back a couple of years to realize when that day one was. But what if today is the day that everything changes? That's so powerful. And I know that spending money on ourselves during this debt-free journey is not always easy. But I think that it's so important to continue to invest in our personal growth. And I think that this journey is about so much more than just the money. And that it's actually about intentional living more than anything. And like I said, buying the Power Sheets was completely out of my comfort zone. And I continue to kind of like cringe because I am just so bad at spending money on myself. I'm just so bad at it. Something that I absolutely love enough that I would get on here and talk to you guys about it. Something that I use every single day. It is still out of my comfort zone. But these power sheets, this tool has literally changed my entire life. And I literally could sit here and talk to you all day about it. I won't, because I respect your time more than that. But now that I am so intentional with every single month of my year, and that I am accomplishing goals that I never thought were possible, you know, I don't regret it at all. And even the fact that I'm talking to you here on this podcast, this was originally a brainstorm of a goal in my power sheets at one point. Doing the setup work to launch a podcast, all the behind the scenes stuff that you guys don't have to see, don't have to know what goes into it, all the behind the scenes stuff. I had to learn how to do that, you guys. I didn't know how to do a podcast. I had to start somewhere. So I put it in my power sheets, do the prep work for launching the podcast. And then it was launch the podcast. It was get a few episodes recorded ahead of time. And now it's get this month's episodes recorded. It continues to be something on my power sheets. And the fact that I'm talking to you on this podcast is a testament that the power sheets work. Because if you would have asked me 2 years ago, do you think that you'll have a podcast? I would say, no, that's a huge goal. But it's not when you break it down monthly, weekly, daily, and you make progress on them over time. So here I am talking to you 3 months into podcasting. I think that that is a testament in itself, right? So you guys, even if, like I said, I would never recommend anything to you that was a waste of your money. And even if you decide that the power sheets are not in your budget right now, I'm totally right there with you. You know, I totally get it. I wouldn't want to hurt your progress at all financially. But that's why I'm so upfront about how much they cost. That's why I share with you guys, you know, the hesitations that I had. And if you honestly can't afford them right now, this is no excuse to not start writing down your goals and making progress towards your big picture dreams. And with the steps and the resources that I just shared with you, you should totally be able to do this, okay? So do work through the progress. Work through the steps that I just gave you. If you can put the power sheets into your budget, I would highly recommend it. Like I said, the one year set is $55 plus shipping. The 6 month undated set is $40 plus shipping. So you can start them whenever. And obviously it's a better deal if you get the 1 year. And then there are, you know, the other like added fun things like the sticker books, or you can get the monthly gold label tabs. If you get the undated 6 month set, you can get those tabs. There's even more amazing products from the Cultivate team. Like they have a financial goal guide. They have journals. Laura Casey's written 2 epic life-changing books. I'll even link to the pens that I use, the flare tip markers that I use. You guys might have seen my goals and how I color coordinate them, which we can talk more about that later because I've kept you guys so long on today's episode. But I'm going to link to a lot of resources here in the show notes for you guys. So there won't be any questions of like, where did she get these? What is she talking about? And all of that. And I have one more amazing freebie to help you guys even farther on this journey, because I believe in this tool so much, and I believe in helping you with your goals so much. So I am going to be hosting a live workshop, and I'm going to be walking through this with you live on this workshop with even more steps, in even more detail. I'm going to show you inside of this year's power sheets and all of that awesome stuff. So I'm going to also put that link in the show notes of where you can sign up for this workshop, for this live workshop. And if you are listening to this later in time, after the live workshop, I will put a link where you can go and catch the replay for it. Okay. So we're going to dig in even farther, and I'm going to help you guys be all set up for when the new year rolls around, and we are going to get you intentional with your goals one way or the other. Power sheets or not, we are about to get intentional with the year to come. All right, guys. So again, thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe, share, tag me on social media when you're listening. You know, shout me out in your Insta stories, things like that. It makes my day every single time, and it helps spread the message. So it's a win-win all the way around. All right, guys, I'm gonna go, and I will talk to you guys again next week. All right, bye, guys.